Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, what does a Trump presidency mean for the poor? What will happen to the safety net? NPR's Pam Fessler has that story.
Marianna Chilton doesn't remember Donald Trump saying much about the nation's 43 million poor people during the presidential campaign, but she does remember this.
You know, it's amazing. I mentioned food stamps, and that guy who's seriously overweight went crazy. He went crazy.
That comment Trump made about a protester at one of his rallies did not sit well with Chilton, who runs the Center for Hunger-Free Communities at Drexel University.
What Trump has done is he's brought out a lot of vitriol about people of color, people living in poverty, and that kind of attitude will make it easier for the Republicans to cut health care benefits and food stamp benefits for the most vulnerable Americans.
And she and other anti-poverty advocates expect Congress to be under more pressure than usual to cut safety net spending to help pay for Trump's massive tax cut plans. Republicans have long had their sights on the $70 billion spent each year on food stamps, now called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Diana Aviv heads Feeding America, a network of 200 food banks across the country.
For the first time in many years, I would say in decades, it's not clear to us what the president-elect thinks about federal nutrition programs. And they are essential for people facing hunger.
In fact, the Census Bureau says food stamps kept almost 5 million Americans out of poverty last year alone. But while Aviv is nervous about what might happen, she sees a silver lining in the fact that the president-elect has said so little about what he does want to do when it comes to poverty.
Sometimes not talking about things means that there is more flexibility, more opportunity.
Opportunity to influence the debate, not only on food aid, but on welfare and housing as well. Robert Woodson is president of the Center for Neighborhood Enterprise, which helps low-income communities address their problems. He also sees Trump's lack of specificity as a plus. Do you have any sense of where he's coming from on these issues?
No, and that's good. That means the Trump administration will be open to listening to seasoned veterans like Paul Ryan.
Which Woodson would welcome. He's worked closely with the House Speaker, helping him to draft an anti-poverty agenda that would turn over more authority to the states and streamline safety net programs, including imposing time limits and work requirements on those getting aid.
Paul Ryan is one of the few figures that is exploring pathways for people to get out of poverty and away from dependency and to become self-sufficient and independent.
While most anti-poverty advocates don't like Ryan's approach, they do like that at least he talks about the poor. And there are some areas where Republicans and Democrats agree, such as expanding the earned income tax credit for low-income workers. As for which way Trump is headed, anti-poverty advocates are watching closely for one of the first signs, who he picks to head agencies that oversee the safety net, like the Department of Health and Human Services. Pam Fessler, NPR News.